Lecture 24. So we're now looking at radioactivity and the chemistries that's involved with the processing of nuclear fuel at the outset and the reprocessing of nuclear fuel after nuclear fuel is being used. So to set the scene, we need to look at the issues to do with radioactivity and its use in the energy industry in particular. So fission is a process where we take a heavy radioactive nucleus. Now remember, a nuclide is simply talking about an atom of a particular isotope. In this case it's a radioisotope, it's a radioactive nuclide. If we smack a neutron, a high speed one, into a heavy radioactive nuclide, then we get a radioactive decay process. In this case it transforms the uranium into barium and krypton, and it releases three more high speed neutrons and a lot of heat because we've changed the amount of energy that's inside the uranium nucleus into the amounts of energy inside the barium and the krypton, and there's a different amount of energy between the sum of these two and the amount of energy that was inside the uranium. So we release a large amount of heat energy. In terms of putting some numbers on it, 1 kilogram of uranium when transformed through to electric energy is equivalent to 2,500 tons of coal transformed through. So that's why the nuclear industry is actually clean in a sense. In terms of the amount of mine dump waste that you produce, it's much smaller than the coal industry. In terms of the amount of gases going into the atmosphere, it's much smaller than the amount that's involved in the electric energy involving coal. So our nuclear power plant then uses the initial reaction and then takes those three neutrons that are liberated from that first process and then uses these to collide with yet more of the heavy radioactive nuclides. So we get this chain reaction ensues. So here's our first process. These neutrons go off. They then initiate subsequent reactions. The neutrons from those generate subsequent reactions. So to do this, we must make sure that we've got a sufficient number of uranium per unit volume in our fuel rod. Now the uranium at the start then is obtained by enriching the uranium that's found in nature from a low abundance of this particular radioactive nuclide, U-235. And that enriched uranium then is the yellow cake that's produced at the Ranger mine, for instance, up in the Northern Territory. It's also produced